This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, here we are, 7 after the hour on the DJV program. Ever notice how annoying it is? Maybe you don't have this problem, ladies. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan is here on the DJV program. How when you have your iPhone and you're looking at it, it may reposition so that it's sideways or upside down or something, and there's no reason for it. Isn't it supposed to be that when you hold it, whatever, why are you laughing?
It's just so funny.
Because Jen's impressed that you're on dating apps, but, like, your printer never works, and, like, you don't really know how to turn the screen on your iPhone, but yet you're getting some dates, so that is impressive.
Where does it say I was getting dates?
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Mm-hmm. All right, anyway, so I don't know what causes that to happen. I'm just sending a quick note.
What's the problem again?
The problem is that I usually hold the iPhone straight up. So
right,
if I'm sending a note to somebody.
Of the screen.
Yeah, and then it gets flipped at the slightest turn, it goes sideways.
Keep your wrist up right there, Limpy.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to go, so you can read. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so.
It's supposed to do that, so.
Is it supposed to do it? Right,
yes.
But not so, it just doesn't know.
Aggressively?
Not so aggressively. Speaking of aggressive or unaggressive, I see that the great Vice President Ms. Harris has been flying around in Vietnam. What was she over there for? She was going to Singapore and then Vietnam. Doesn't she know the action is in Afghanistan? Did she get lost? Somebody sent her on the wrong trip?
Well, a lot of people were quick to point out the correlations between her being there and kind of people calling this, you know, Biden's Vietnam moment. So it was kind of interesting timing that she was there. But I don't know if she was there. I think it was a pre-scheduled meeting. I know she had a couple of availabilities, but the story was that people traveling with her or someone traveling with her had Havana syndrome, or at least the symptoms of Havana syndrome, which was funny because I thought it was racist to say where things came from. You know, we can't say the China virus. We can't say all these things.
Didn't Trump also coin the Havana thing, too? Because that was when he was president. And so
we still call it that, though.
All right, by the way,
I'm okay with it because it's descriptive. It's where it was from. And if you don't know what Havana syndrome is, it's like very physical medical things that happen to people that are supposed to be set off by, like, microwaves. I mean, it's really crazy. Yeah.
Right. And so how come you don't get it when you're microwaving food in your kitchen?
You're going to go there. I think it's a little different. Maybe a little more powerful.
Am I that predictable? Thanks, Jennifer.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Really? That predictable. Okay. So I see that the Lewis voting rights bill passed. This is not going to do anybody any good because everybody's still confused about what the term voting rights means. I get that we want to make sure as a collective, I hope this is what most of us want, to get as many people who are legitimately qualified to vote the ability to vote. And so I don't know what this bill supposedly does. I know that it basically was supposed to help black folks in America, and that's why it was named after John Lewis. He was the representative for a long time from Georgia. But whether it gets through the Senate or not remains to be seen, I think, Jennifer. Is that a good read on it or not?
I think, unfortunately, voter rights have now become very much on the same plane as making it easy for voter fraud, right? I mean, I don't know a person who doesn't want to make it easy for people to vote. But we have to make it easy for people to vote and still protect their vote because everybody should be able to cast a vote as they want to. Everyone who's eligible to vote should be able to do that. But the way that we're getting there, it doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, you can, if we want to protect people's votes, maybe one of the things that I would suggest is voter ID. Maybe instead of doing mail-in ballots, maybe we do absentee ballots where people actually request a mail-in service instead of just throwing it out to everybody on the voter rolls. These things feel very common sense to me, but once again, they have become very political. And just because I think, I want everybody to vote whether they're voting in my direction or not, but I don't understand how asking for voter ID would stop someone from doing that.
It doesn't. Any common sense doesn't do that. It doesn't. But at any rate, that's one of the whole thing. That, and for me, the two issues are just what you suggested, identifying yourself so you know that it's a legitimate vote, and B, not using the mail, because the mail is just so easy become fraudulent. It's too easy. It's much too easy. So, anyway, meanwhile, speaking of voting, looks like Larry Elder has gone way past Gavin Newsom in Google searches. So what does that mean? People are curious about him. They want to know more.
Gavin was leading in the Google searches, and the story just a couple days ago was that Larry Elder was number two above all the other people on the recall ballot. But now, I thought that was pretty common sense, because Gavin's the governor, so people are going to be Googling Gavin for voting and because he's just the governor of California. But now Larry Elder is getting more people looking for him to see what he's about, as opposed to Gavin Newsom. So all of this is spelling trouble and a nervous feeling with the Democrats. I was looking at an interview yesterday with Pete Wilson, who is the former governor of California, and Pete Wilson was saying, you know, it's really hard for Democrats.
He was highly acclaimed.
He was. People too. Really liked him. Yeah. Probably the last governor that had any consensus built up around him. Yeah.
Right. You're right. That's
But he was saying something very interesting. He said, without Trump on the ballot, there is an enthusiasm problem with Democrats in the state who might come out and vote for Gavin Newsom. And clearly the momentum is behind the people who have fueled the recall effort, because they're disappointed. And those people aren't just Republicans. They are Democrats and independents as well, from all walks of life. And so without someone like a Trump who is there taking all the air out of the room, it's been very difficult for them to mount a good defense against this. And Villaraigosa, who is the former mayor of L.A., Antonio Villaraigosa, who ran against Newsom in the primary, said that even he suspects that Gavin Newsom could pull it off, but he said it's going to be very, very, very close. And given the numbers in the state, he said it shouldn't be. But he feels like it's going to be close. And I think everybody does. All of the polling indicates that this thing is neck and neck. I mean, everything is within the margin of error. So it's going to be about who can turn the most people out and who can collect the most ballots. Ballot harvesting, very legal. And Newsom's strength is that he's got the teachers union behind him, who will put some manpower into this for him to collect ballots. And that's something that a lot of the Republican candidates don't have.
Another travesty, the teachers union. All right. So there are those people who are saying that this Rachel, what is her name, Campos Duffy, I don't know who she is on Fox News.
She's on The Real World.
Yeah, is she? Okay. Anyway, what she owes an apology.
She was on The Real World on San Francisco on Fox
News. Yeah.
Okay. She also was on Fox News, Fox and Friends on Saturday and Sunday, said that Jill Biden has failed the country by allowing her husband to run for president. So, okay. Why should she apologize for saying that? And
right, it's just how she feels. I mean, it's how she feels. She gets to say it. You can disagree with her or not. I mean, a lot of people took issue with Trump's mental state. I think just as many, maybe even more people are wondering who's really running the White House. I think there have been polling indicating that even people who support Biden
when Reagan
still
was
don't
president,
think he's
everybody
running.
Thought, and some people knew that Nancy Reagan was making a lot of the important decisions. You don't think Hillary weighed in on a lot of the stuff that Clinton came up with? There was, you know, the wife always, if you got a decent partnership, that's probably the way it is. You don't make decisions in a vacuum, do you, Victoria? Don't you? And when
depends
you and
on
your,
what it is. that's a very realistic answer. Ask Jen. Jen, do you consult Jeff on every decision you make? No. You know, I mean,
I discuss with Daisy on every single thing that's necessary. I talk to Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, that's my answer. It depends on what the issue is.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's reasonable, I guess, much as anything else. So next up, the story of the two Americans who went to Afghanistan. They hired. Did they take a government plane? It was a private thing. What did they?
No,
how'd they pay
they were
for
on
this?
An empty plane, but I don't think it was a government plane. They took an empty plane because here's some breaking news. I don't think anybody's vacationing in Kabul right now, so
right,
I think the flight's back over there. Pretty easy to get a ticket. But they're not the only ones, apparently. Steve Scalise just this morning said that there are other members of the House of Representatives that are going to go over there because they don't feel like there's enough oversight, and so they want to see for themselves what's going on.
What is oversight? Can we define that, please? What is oversight?
I think people knowing what the heck's happening, right? Having an idea, managing the scene. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people have felt that there hasn't been that. I mean, that's been the criticism. That's something bipartisan. It's not just a Republican thing. It's an everybody kind of thing in Congress. And a lot of members of Congress are looked at to help evacuate people. I mean, many senators and many Congress people have been setting up lines to try to evacuate Afghanis or people who have aided our effort or Americans stuck overseas. So they've been doing a lion's share of the work trying to get people home. So I think that's why they're acting on this. Now, Nancy Pelosi doesn't like it. She sent out a letter saying you're going to make us divert resources to you rather than to the people that need to come home.
Well,
so
that's not
it's kind of a mess.
That's not an untrue statement.
Mm-hmm.
Adding more people over when we've got to get out by Tuesday, that's not really a smart thing to do.
Nah, getting out by Tuesday is not a smart thing to do, if that's what you're saying. Okay, unvaccinated folks in America, 29 times more likely to be hospitalized with COVID-19. That coupled with Governor Brown, as an example, requiring masks in outdoor public settings. Those are the two things that seem to be getting the most attention when it comes to the COVID thing. Everybody agree on that? The message is if you're not vaccinated, you're more likely to go to the hospital. That's been pretty consistent.
Yeah, I think the numbers were, like, if you're
pretty reasonable.
Yeah, if you're not vaccinated, there were a bunch of numbers there. Like a lot of this stuff, it gets to be very confusing and you can kind of really get lost in the weeds. But, yeah, essentially the net of it all was if you're not vaccinated compared to vaccinated people, you've got a 29% better chance of ending up in the hospital. I think it was 5% for vaccinated.
29 times more likely, not percent. So that would be enough, I think, to motivate some people to get the shots. That's the bottom line. The vaccine protects the majority of people from having a real serious problem with this, even though you might end up in the hospital. Food for thought, 18 after the hour on the DJV Show.
At Boost Mobile, we're giving you a free phone when you switch and all the power that comes with it. The power to access everything humanity has to offer. The power to connect with anyone in the world. The power to order tacos. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A32 5G when you switch to America's largest 5G network. Information, communication, tacos. Now that's power. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're at 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. A tribute to Rolling Stones drummer Charlie Watts has been something we've been talking about in and out all day long. That is a trending story. Also, Kanye West changing his name. Wait till you hear what he wants to be called. That'll come up right after these words.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
All right, so new name for Kanye West is Ye. Ye! Right? He's applied to change his name. To whom do you apply to change your name? This is one of the big trending stories of the day, according to Jay Kirshner, who does the research.
You have to go through the court.
You got to go to court to do it?
Yeah, so you have to get a court order to be allowed to do it. In some states, it's like when you get married and you change your name. In some states, you know, it's easier than others. Some of the laws are really old and weird, like it needs to be published in the newspaper, but like who even reads newspapers anymore? So like it's weird. I don't know what he is going to.
He had an album called Ye, right? So was that, what's the?
I don't know if he did have an album. He had Yeezy. I know that. That's his other
Yeezy.
Name. Yeah, that's the name of his shoes. For Adidas. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, if you watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians, you know, you saw him be called Ye all the time. So
when I saw it first, I thought not Ye. I was thinking of Hear Ye, Hear Ye, Hear Ye.
Right.
You know, I was thinking about that.
Well, if you think about how many times Puffy, you know, I mean, he's Puffy, P. Diddy, Diddy, and he's had a million different names, so it's not uncommon. But
well,
I guess Kanye's actually going the legal route, which is kind of
interesting. Was Kanye ever, is he a rapper, per se?
Yeah.
He is. All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's a whole cadre of, like, James Smith is the real name of LL Cool J. Ladies love Cool James. And I always wondered where that came from. Did he have an album that was called Cool James or something like that? I don't necessarily I know you'll find this a surprise. I don't follow rap music much, nor do I know. The only reason I know about LL Cool J is because he's a very likable guy and a good actor. Mm-hmm. And so he's become more than just a rapper. But that's how he got started. That's initially how he got. He probably, without the rap, if he was just acting, would be known as James Smith or, you know, some derivative of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, but these people are well enough known, so if you say yay, people are going to know it's Kanye? I guess
for
I will.
Sure.
Know,
you know, Diddy is Puff Daddy, or Sean Combs is his real name, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. Diddy. Okay. Loretta Lynn has made it because her ranch foreman made it into the focus, has died. I don't know. He was in the floods in Tennessee, right?
Yeah,
he got
caught up in the rising waters and died. And she posted that she was just heartbroken. He was a member of the family for many, many years.
Mm.
And, you know, they had
17 inches of rainfall.
Right,
there.
Right. Woo. In less than 24 hours. So, yeah, it was devastating.
Right. Yep. All right, well, just because there's so many people are impacted by this weather, it's amazing. 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Gonna miss you around here, Iris.
Olivia's best optometry technician is going back to school.
Did we get that new frame?
Her eye is already twitching about finding a replacement.
Ugh, this can't keep happening. We're gonna have to cancel appointments.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Health and Human Services is reporting more than 77% of America's ICU beds are being used right now as hospitals admit severely ill COVID patients, almost all of them unvaccinated. It should be noted only hospitals registered with Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services were included in the report, and not all hospitals were surveyed. Eatonville, Washington high school administrators are demanding ankle monitors with video and sound be on all student athletes, regardless of vaccination status. Coaches, staff, and athletes must wear the monitors. The school district says students are not tracked. Instead, the device's radio-based sensors track the distance between others who wear one. Parents not happy with their overreach can voice their opinion at Wednesday evening's school board meeting. Eatonville is just an hour's drive south of Seattle, Washington. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
As Americans wait and see if our brothers and sisters can be rescued from Afghanistan, the women of Afghanistan have already lost. Former Inside Edition producer Laura Trump on Fox News says all Americans should be appalled by America's lackadaisical leadership.
Yeah, it is absolutely devastating. And it's thanks to Joe Biden and the Biden administration that every woman and girl in Afghanistan has just lost their fundamental basic human rights. We are talking about girls as young as 9 years old being subjected to arranged marriages. We are talking about brutality, torture, rape, and if they don't fully comply with what the Taliban want, then they're just simply killed. We've already seen it happen. And look, I don't know who needs to hear this. Perhaps it is our federal government and the Biden administration, but the Taliban is a barbaric terrorist organization. The fact that we are in any way, shape, or form considering legitimizing them at all, especially as the government of a country, is mind-boggling to me. I had incredibly low expectations as to how Joe Biden would be as president of the United States. He has surpassed even my lowest expectation at this point. Every American should be shocked and shaken to our core by what we have seen happen under Joe Biden in such a short amount of time. God bless all of those people in Afghanistan.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Wednesday morning, August 25th is upon us, last Wednesday of the month, a week from today. Victoria is the 1st of September, September. Are you ready for September? Everybody is talking about how fast the summer. We say that every year, though. The summer goes by so quickly. It was just April, and now it's August. Yada, yada, yada. I think thinking about the value of priorities in our lives in this jungle of time and space. Think about your reach. I would never have thought, maybe you didn't either, I never gave it much thought when I was a kid, what I was going to do. What I've done with my life has just been sort of what came my way, in a sense. I always wanted to be on the radio from when I was a teenager, but I didn't know where it would go. You know, how do you know where you, what's going to happen? You could, you know, bomb out, might not work. You work on one little station, and that's fine if that's what you want to do. A lot of people have made great careers out of staying in a smaller community. Other people wanted to go farther, and they did. I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I just sort of had these things. Somebody would put something in front of me, and I'd say, yeah, okay, let's do that. I didn't plan to go to Cincinnati. I didn't plan to be in Baltimore. I didn't plan to be in St. Louis. I didn't plan to be in, I guess I did plan to be in Los Angeles, but not quite the way that it worked out. And I certainly didn't plan, think that something would come my way as it did in the late 80s. Almost immediately, I was the next guy that got called after Limbaugh started in August of 88. I got the call to start in October of 88. And so look at where it went. And here we are, Victoria. How about that? Yeah, it's, you know, you don't know what, and the same with you probably. Would you have thought when you were in high school that you were going to be doing what you're doing now? Did you make a plan? You didn't plot, I'm going to get on the air with Doug Steffen at some point in my life. No, it just happened.
I mean, we had a high school radio station that I was on that I really loved doing, but at the time I just didn't think radio was a viable career for a woman, really, because I grew up right outside of New York City, so New York City radio stations were, that's what I grew up listening to, and Z100, it was all men, and like a couple of idiot girls.
Valerie Smaldone,
in the background.
You wouldn't listen to that station that she was on.
I don't know who that is, but.
Really? You don't? Even today? Wow.
No.
Well, she was one of the best known voices. Great voice.
But I never listened to talk radio. I was a kid.
She wasn't a talker. She was on, I think she was on the AC station forever.
Yeah. I listened to Top 40 on Z100 and then, and then the classic rock station, Q104 in New York, when my dad was driving. When my mom was driving, it was the oldies, which annoyed
Scott
me.
That was the station Scott Shannon was on.
I know that name, sure. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay, well, anyway. So,
but yeah, here we are.
Here we are. Isn't it great? Here we are. Valerie. Hello. Valerie. Where'd that come from? Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, with the latest hot news. There's a new study out that suggests that the Lambda variant could be completely vaccine resistant. That's in today's Hill. In Washington, the Hill is basically the newspaper that all the politicians read. But this will be all over Twitter. It'll be all over if it isn't already. And so if you look at the pictures of the Lambda variant, if you go back to looking at the original variant, the pictures that one created with what looked like little pins in the side of a little circle, those are the things that were created, man-made, if you will. And the variants change as we adapt through vaccines and our own experience, whether it's the immune system, but these things continue to change, and they will continue to change. And I don't want to be the willy-nilly guy here, but I think the practical side of looking at this, as the flu is with us, as the cold is with us, as a lot of things are with us, this is with us. So the sooner we come to grips with that, the sooner we realize that we don't have to run around crazed by it, and the sooner it doesn't become the number one or number two story that's on our mind and what we talk about here on the radio and elsewhere, the better off we're going to be. I believe it's time, and I said this, you know, like 4 or 5 months ago when we were coming off of the first variant, that it was time for us, if we're going to talk about this, to talk about the Chinese. I noticed that there's a report today. Did you see that? A report came out that still can't, they still don't have enough courage to say the Chinese created this in a laboratory.
But that hasn't, there are people who wanted to say that the Chinese created this, but we do know that it has origins from the bats. I mean, we do know that, and everyone has, the real debate, it's not like did it come from bats or not, because everyone knows that it did, but the real debate is did it leak out of the lab, or was it intentionally, you know, released? That's the kind of stuff that a lot of people have been arguing about, and in this report that we've been waiting 90 days for, because the initial report Biden wasn't satisfied with and said he wanted to look deeper into this, and now even this report, it's going to be declassified, so it will be made public, but it's still inconclusive. And the one of the guys who's the head of the World Health Organization actually said, which I was surprised by, but he's not Chinese, he's I forget his name now, but he basically said that he was hoping that there would be a more, you know, more of a conclusion. Ghebreyesus is his name. Tedros, he's the World Health Organization's director general. He said that back in February, when some original report said that the lab leak was extremely unlikely, and he said that he thought that it was premature to rule out a lab leak. And so he's still pushing forward, saying that, you know, he believes that this did leak out from the lab. There's just no way. How can you? The problem, though, is it's not that people don't have the guts to say it. People have to have facts. And this was a fact-finding mission. And when the Chinese government did not allow any of the scientists or the researchers to go into the Wuhan lab, then how can you
possibly... So that tells you the story in and of itself. They don't want you to agree because they don't want you to...
Look, if this was a court of law, right?
They think we are, yeah.
It's circumstantial evidence, but, you know, people get tried on circumstantial evidence, too. Right. So,
and convicted. Know. Exactly. Right. So as a result of all of this huzzerai, the world's economy went crazy, went into the tank, into the bucket, and now we're trying to create... Yesterday, I think I told you earlier, I'm ordering stuff to do some work to buildings on the... on the grounds here, and going to the local hardware store, going to the local lumber yard, going to Home Depot, you can't find this, you can't find that, there's a shortage of this, we don't know where it's coming from. Well, one of the reasons is because the cargo ships that were basically the main way of things moving from wherever they come from, lumber comes from, if we get it from Canada, often comes down the St. Lawrence Seaway. If it comes from South America, comes up the coast on tankers and cargo ships and that sort of thing. And we have the big companies that sell a lot, the big box stores, whether it's... I found the same thing out. This seems to be my big box week, big box store week, Victoria, buying a new stovetop. I wanted to buy it from the local retailer, but he didn't have any. So then I went to three different places, and I finally found what I needed and what I wanted at Best Buy, even though the people working with people there are a-holes extraordinaire. And you know what else I found this week?
At Best Buy? I've always found them so helpful.
Oh, my God. These people were a pain in the royal you-know-what. And I found one. I drove to three different places because they keep sending me. They said, okay, well, there's one in this store, so go there. And I figured they look at the computer, it's there. Well, when I got there, no, it had just been boxed up to be sent back because they're redecorating the store. I said, can you go through the pallet and see if you can find it? Oh, yeah, they did a half-hearted attempt to look at the top of the pallets, but they couldn't be bothered. And beside that unpleasant experience that I had there, and also at Home Depot, one of the things that it was so extraordinary. Yesterday I was driving back, and I was thinking to myself, what was there in common with all of these stores and all and the experience I had? Every single person that I talked to in these stores, and I probably talked to maybe 8 or 9 different people, were young men in their late 20s and 30s. They were all unbelievably obese, and their arrogance was beyond belief. The way one Best Buy guy said, he gave me, when I was asking him a question, I said, well, where do I go? He said, I don't know. Here's your card. Go find it yourself. And I went to the store manager, and the store manager said, well, that's a leased division. We don't have any control over the employees there. Well, they're wearing a Best Buy shirt.
The difference between the Geek Squad versus...
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Boys.
Another. Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's it. Exactly. There's 3 or 4 different companies within that one company. So, but these guys, Victoria, were all like, Lewis is trim and fit and you know, looks like he takes care of himself.
He tries. I mean, we've both been
but
going
he's
back
not,
to the gym. We both gained a lot of weight during quarantine.
I know,
but a lot of people did.
You know what I'm saying. These guys are just fat. And they just present themselves. So they're just...
Geek Squad nerds are not exactly known to be gym rats.
But they're all
right?
These guys, even in the Home Depot, they're all the same. And they have that... You know how, remember when... Maybe this is a stretch. But remember when we were talking about what all of these shooters, when they go into, like, Quantico or wherever they were going to shoot the place up, they were all young, angry, bearded white guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I thought of when I, especially at the Home Depot. I'm looking at this guy. He looks like he's, I don't want to mess with him. He's got a beard, and he's kind of got that look to his face. And
I don't know. I feel like you're kind of just describing most guys who are millennials. It
really?
Doesn't matter where you are.
So what does that mean for the future of our country, then, if we got guys like this that are basically the mainstay, the backbone They don't. Yeah, they,
well,
it looks
a lot
like
of guys
they
don't go to the gym in that age bracket. I mean, some
yeah.
do. You know, I mean, for the most part, we live at the beach, so every guy that we know here, yeah. all of our guy friends and my brother included, they're all surfers. So they're mm-hmm. all very trim and
shape.
Very, you know, in good
yeah.
shape. But, you know, for the most part, though, like a lot of, you know, guys commuting in and out of New York City that we know, you know, they don't really have time to go to the gym. They're
well,
they're working all
time
day.
To think
they
about
work
what they eat
hours.
And what they drink.
Well,
that,
yeah.
Anyway. All right, yep. So I buried the lead a little bit. Going back to the story about...
Yeah, I was going to say, where did we start?
Rocks. Well, you know how our trail goes.
Our trail?
Yeah, our trail. Uh-huh. So the reason that I brought that up is because a lot of these big box stores, like Home Depot and Walmart and mm-hmm. and Amazon, they're buying their own cargo ships.
Right,
because
oh, right, yeah.
they can't... They if you it's $40,000 a day for one of these big cargo ships.
Yeah.
So if you charter them, then
better than waiting 6 months
right.
maybe for
but
your
then,
product.
Now they're buying them. They're buying their own ships. If you go to Turkey, the ports in Turkey are loaded with ships that are being dismantled. They have salvage yards over there. They chop them all up, airplanes, ships, and they make re-rod. That's what Turkey's main export now is re-rod. They are the big suppliers of re-rod all over the world. Re-rod, for those of you who don't know, is what's used to stabilize buildings and roads and bridges. So big need for it. Anyway, so they were not able to get a hold of some of these ships because a lot of them were decommissioned. And now they're having a hard time getting stuff. That's what I told you about Home Depot. The guy says, we just don't have this. Where is it? Well, it's in the pipeline. And so now what they're trying to do, these big companies, is buy their own ships or buy some of the ships that are in were in the salvage yard over in Turkey. They're yanking them out and recommissioning them and putting them to work to haul stuff around because that seems to be the only way they can supply themselves, which is a very interesting comment on what's going on in, you know, just the business world, I think, much as anything else. Maybe that'll find its way into our DJV show on demand. Don't forget, you can hear what's trending by listening to the DJV show podcast every day, wherever you are, whenever you want to. Find your favorite podcast at djvshow.com or, in fact, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Okay, so if you're like me and still doing your back-to-school shopping, one word, Kohl's. Right now they have the best deals on the brands my kids love. I got my son Converse sneakers for $60, 25% off Vans tees for my daughter, and 25% off Nike gear for both of them. Oh, but the best part, I got an extra 20% off and Kohl's cash too. So I may just have to go back and get a little something for myself. Flex style, Vans, Converse, and Nike coupons do not apply. 20% offer ends August 29th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
At Boost Mobile, we're giving you a free phone when you switch and all the power that comes with it. The power to access everything humanity has to offer. The power to connect with anyone in the world. The power to order tacos. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A32 5G when you switch to America's largest 5G network. Information, communication, tacos. Now that's power. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers in one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle.
In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. By the way, we forgot to celebrate Victoria National Secondhand Wardrobe Day, which is today. I like to buy secondhand clothes. You like to buy them? You buy secondhand
clothes? I do.
I
try often, yeah. It's just, there's so much. I mean, how many tons of fabric ends up sitting in a landfill every year? It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. The only thing you can't buy is shoes. Can't buy secondhand shoes. I can't.
Oh, women do all the time.
Yeah, you gotta. It's bad. Bad for my feet because I have lousy feet. But a lot of children, you know, think about all of the waste that's there. I just give this as food for thought. Things that are helpful to a lot of people. Don't throw the stuff away. Put it in a Goodwill box or do something like that with it. I think that's the message for the day. Chuck Curry is joining us in a moment with the latest on the James Bond adventure, which continues to be an adventure, just trying to figure out when it's going to be in the movies, right after this.
Paid for by the American Hospital Association. Dr. Hirsch Trivedi, CEO of Shepherd Pratt in Maryland and a member of the American Hospital Association Board of Trustees, urges Americans to get vaccinated.
Hi, I'm Dr. Hirsch Trivedi. As a physician and as a parent, I know that coronavirus isn't gone, and it doesn't care how old you are. In fact, children account for 15% of new cases. With the return to school, more children could get sick unless more Americans choose vaccination. The Delta variant is dangerous and spreading quickly, but most people who are hospitalized today from COVID-19, or tragically, those dying from COVID-19, are those who remain unvaccinated. With COVID-19 vaccination, you can protect yourself and your family. The COVID-19 vaccines are free and safe. I got vaccinated, and I urge you to do the same. If you have questions, talk to a healthcare professional you trust, and please help America fight COVID-19 by choosing vaccination.
For information on COVID-19 vaccines, visit cdc.gov or aha.org.
One of the best, when we ask questions, when Chucker may ask Victoria or me or you what movies stand out? What movies can you watch over and over again, either in its entirety or parts of it, and you don't get tired of it? There are a number of Sean Connery movies that come to mind, including this one, Chucker.
I agree. The Untouchables from 1987, which I would argue is a what they call a perfect film. Yeah. Beginning, middle, end, every frame of that movie
And it made stars out of really everybody. It was Costner's launch to real fame. I think you could argue Andy Garcia.
Andy Garcia was awesome in that movie.
Right.
I told you this off the air. A lot of big stars, what happens in their career, they have the big up, the massive stardom, and then they plateau a little, and they make some bad films, and their luster fades a little, and they have to grab that audience. And The Untouchables did it for Sean Connery, who went on to win an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor for the character Malone in that film. And we play that today because Sean Connery would have turned 91 years old today, passed away October 31st, 2020. Other films I love of him, The Rock, I think it's one of the greatest action movies ever made. His chemistry with Nick Cage is awesome. Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade, obviously a huge one in his career. Yeah. But the first James Bond, Dr. No, in 1962.
The Hunt for Red October.
What's that, too.
Yeah. Yep.
Signature role. That's the signature role for him.
All right. So now that you just mentioned James Bond, here we go again. Yeah. And I happen to like, a lot of people argue with me about this. I think that Daniel Craig is a good Bond.
He is, of course. Listen, a lot of people would say Sean Connery was the definitive 007, but everybody brought something different to the table. I grew up on Roger Moore. First Bond film I ever saw in a movie theater was Live and Let Die in 1973, I believe. So I always was partial to Roger Moore. I do think that Pierce Brosnan did a really good job. The
Yes.
scripts weren't great, but he was a good Bond.
And I
also thought in that movie License to Kill, I thought Timothy Dalton is a tremendously underrated James Bond. Didn't really get a chance because those movies didn't do well at the box office, but I thought he was an underrated Bond. But they all bring something different to the
table. I think that you're the very, like, Pierce Brosnan was the first Bond in my lifetime. So I think that you kind of have an attachment to whoever your first
the
Bond
only,
was.
The only issue I have with Pierce Brosnan, I cannot get over the mental image of Miss Doubtfire hitting him in the head with a cantaloupe. I was watching that the other day, and I said to myself, why did he take that role? He's really good in it, but it just feels bizarre.
Yeah, he was very good. So anyway, people say, all the PR say, this is the final outing for Daniel Craig. If somebody waves $100 million in front of me, I'm going to think twice about doing it again. And I'm betting
that could be a good title for a Bond movie, too. I'm going to think twice.
Yeah, right. Okay.
That's true.
It's all right. Yep. All right.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.